T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dante Scarnecchia talked to Karen. I don't know if you saw that article today. She talked to him.
Does he talk to Karen like Ivan Fierce does? I don't
know. Hey, sugar.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, hot lady.
Hey, hot stuff.
So what's up, what, girlfriend?
This is what Scar told Karen talking about this football team.
Hey, said, hot stuff.
We've always had that,
that was
guy.
Me, I think.
He says.
We always had say it again?
We always had that guy.
Okay.
The guy who moved the chains. Whether it was Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, when all else failed, he was that guy. They don't have that guy right now. They got to get a better job supporting cast around Mac. They don't want to hear that, but that's the truth.
Ooh.
Other than Jacoby Myers, who do they got? So I just think it's interesting.
Wow, like, we got to stop for a second.
Like Dante
Scarnecchia said.
Wait, you got to stop, Lou.
Dante Scarnecchia said they got to get a better supporting cast around Mac. They don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. Other than Jacoby Myers, who do they got?
See, to me, you know what this? Can we dissect this for a second, Ben? Help me out with this one. Just taking that quote from Dante Scarnecchia that's been there forever, that knows Bill better than anybody, is basically telling you Bill doesn't want to hear it. Bill's too ego. Bill believes that he's never wrong. He's not going to ever admit that, you know, maybe he picked the wrong guys or didn't do a good job because maybe he's so delusional
they
and doesn't
want
to admit
that
he's wrong. They don't. You're wrong, Dante. Like, can you? Like, that to me may be the most telling quote of the whole year.
They don't want to hear that.
They don't want to hear that they don't got it.
So in other words, Dante's saying that they think they have enough?
Yeah. They're delusional.
Do you think he's saying this based on experience? Like he expressed this last year before he retired?
Knowing Dante Scarnecchia, I'm thinking he's just talking about the players. You know, players always think that they have enough and they've got enough in the room. I can't imagine.
You don't think he's talking about Bill?
I can't imagine that he's taking a little shot.
He says they got to get a better.
He would never diss a player.
Listen, they got to get a better supporting cast around Mac. They don't want to hear that.
They is the Patriots. Not they, the players. They don't pick the players.
They, the Patriots, need to get a better supporting cast. And they, the Patriots, don't want to hear that.
And they don't believe that they don't have it. They believe that they spent money, therefore they should be better.
We talked about this before, you know, as far like Mac Jones and what he can become. And we said, who in this offense is leaving? This is who it is next year. N'Keal Harry. Okay, so hopefully, and we'll see, maybe you dive back in, whether it's first, second, third round, and try to find another wide receiver in the draft. We've seen plenty. We'll go back to N'Keal Harry's draft. We can do that in the second, third round. Wide receivers, their impact in this league. But other than that, you know, where's the improvement going to come? Like, I'm a proponent of giving him, going and finding that college wide receiver. And hopefully they click together because I want to find out sooner rather than later, you know, what Mac Jones is, like Buffalo did with a guy like Josh Allen. But if you bring back this offense, Ben, you're talking about this offense has no pop. If you bring back same tight ends, the same wide receivers. Where's the pop? They're going to take a cycle of juice?
Juice up,
a little steroid error, so Shaughnessy can get pissed? What are you going to do?
There's one move they can make, and it's still kind of theoretical because I don't really know who's out there. But, you know, he said they need a guy, and if you look at who he mentioned, it was like Welker, Edelman, Amendola. I mean, what does that tell you? They need a slot receiver. Badly. They need, I think I've said this, they need a guy who on 3rd and 6 can get open at the line of scrimmage and pick up 7 yards. It's not Jacoby Myers.
Hunter Renfrow.
He's not little, he's not short and quick. Like those, he's a
he
bigger.
He gets open though.
But not like those guys. Not like Welker. They need
Gerard Mayo
Braxton
for Hunter Renfrow.
Braxton Berrios, you know, whenever he becomes available. A guy like that. Mm-hmm. Hunter Renfrow.
So a short, undersized, white slot receiver.
Doesn't have to be white, but that's who's always been the engine of the offense.
I mean, you guys, Hunter Renfrow. another like, you know, undersized, you know, guys.
Who's that wide receiver I saw for Utah or something like that in a bowl?
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown. That's what they need.
Bring
no,
back
but more than, I think more than the number one on the outside, like, of course, everyone could use a Jamar Chase or a number one. But I think with Mac and his arm strength and the offense they're trying to run, it's always been that slot receiver, and they don't have anything like that right now.
Well, they're also, to your point, though, they're an inside-out offense, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, they want to hit those, you know, between the numbers, that stuff. Because they tell me other than a receiver that they spent a bunch of money on that was like your typical number one threat, like your Stephon Diggs. I'm an outside receiver. I'm Calvin Johnson. I'm Jamar Chase. Just, you know, for example, right? They don't spend money on those guys. I mean, they got Randy Moss in a trade. They don't have a guy.
More times than not, it's somebody that like a Welker that they had trouble with when they played. And they thought they can get more out of, right? Just like a guy like that. And Tyler just brought it up. I think Jari brought it up the other day, too. Isaiah McKenzie.
There you go.
The guy that they just tried to play, who was in the slot when Beasley was out.
Bryant.
And they couldn't cover him. And he sat there and said, okay, that's the kind of guy I need right there. He ain't going to cost that
well,
much.
Well, I tell you what, that's the way it was with Welker. I saw that firsthand. I was like, why aren't we covering this guy?
Yeah.
And who is he? You know, so, but I do think that, like, you know, hearing Dante Scarnecchia say that, like, brings in the delusional part of what went wrong after the bye week. Like, what went wrong? Did you think you were better than you were?
Ben, what do you think? What's your take on that? What the hell happened this bye week?
You heard several times.
It's the Malcolm Butler of this season.
Yeah, and this is where we miss, you know, not having reporters in the locker room and stuff like that, being able to develop relationships with guys.
Get the temperature of the room.
Yeah, take a guy, pull a guy aside. Hey,
yeah,
hey.
Doing all right.
Yeah, hey, what happened there in the bye week? But so everything is so staged, you know, with these press conferences. And yet still you hear guys talking about, you know, we read our clippings too much. We got a little full of ourselves. I think they didn't.
And, I'm with you.
And you have a lot of new faces here, a lot of guys who haven't been a part of the Patriot way and probably maybe started feeling pretty good about themselves and not realizing that the season's still 2 months old. And I also think they, as we said, I think it was a mirage. I think they got exposed because they started playing better teams. They beat up, other than the Chargers, they beat up a bunch of bad teams.
Healthy teams.
Yeah.
Right? Healthy teams.
Well, the Colts were better than the Patriots, too.
I mean, that day.
But for the most part.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.